AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We know who, we don't know why. A 58-year-old white man opened fire in a movie theater last night in Lafayette, Louisiana, killing two people and wounding nine before killing himself. Police say they know who he is, though they are not revealing his name at the moment. They say he has a criminal past. Robert Martinez was watching the movie, a comedy called Trainwreck, when the gunman started shooting.
Everyone was running and I was just sitting there. I had no idea what was going on. I thought it was script. I didn't even understand what was happening at the moment.
He talked to KATC-TV. Police Chief Jim Kraft is asking the same questions many of the rest of us are asking.
This kind of stuff just leaves you wondering. Why would a guy come into a theater, in this city? We have a relatively safe city, and just randomly start shooting.
Right now, they don't have an answer to that. Police say the gunman tried to escape but turned back when he saw the cops and shot himself dead. President Obama, who's traveling to Kenya, is offering his thoughts and prayers for the victims and the community. Earlier yesterday, he told the BBC that he is frustrated that the U.S. does not have what he called common-sense gun safety laws, even, he said, in the face of repeated mass killings. The president arrives in Kenya this afternoon, where he'll be talking about trade and investment with all of Africa. But expert Jennifer Cook says the U.S. may be a day late and a dollar short there.
There's been some pickup in the last 3 years, but I think many Africans have been concerned that it's been late in coming and that other players like China, India, have kind of filled a void.
We were hearing this morning that Mitsubishi will no longer produce vehicles in the United States. This is AP Radio News. The evidence is mounting that a black woman found hanged in a Texas jail cell took her own life, according to authorities. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on Sandra Bland.
Waller County prosecutor Warren DeProm says Bland had no defensive injuries and had some cuts on her left wrist.
And they were in a state of healing with scarring and scabbing and are not indicative of recent infliction.
Her sister Sharon Cooper says Bland was not taking any medication and had posted a video on Facebook in March where she talked about being depressed.
I think that those are very finite terms. I think that everyone has peaks and valleys, and I think that she may have been not having a good day or a good couple of days.
Bland's family and friends dispute the official finding that she killed herself. I'm Ed Donahue.
The House has passed a bill cracking down on what are called sanctuary cities that shield residents from federal immigration authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.